T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite and tear my veins. Never did I wanna be here again. And I don't remember why I came.
Hey, my favorite song from Godsmack. This one's called Voodoo. Thanks to Kyle Coffey for his selections today, I guess, after that one. That was kind of weird. Greer Jones joins us from Wichita State's golf team. Greer, let's go listen to some Godsmack after the interview. What do you say?
I'll have to pass on that.
Saw the news today, and you know you're the kind of guy that you're the Energizer Bunny. You just wind you up and expect you to be there. You've decided that this is going to be your final season as head men's golf coach at Wichita State. Tell us about that decision. How much you fought it? Was it an easy decision? Do you just feel like this is the time?
Well, you always have a little bit of apprehension, but it really was easier than I thought it'd be. I just felt like it was time. You get further and further away from the people, young people you're dealing with, and you know, you need a lot of energy to do that. And it was just time. Yeah, I just felt it was time for somebody younger to do their thing.
Greer Jones with us, Wichita State men's golf coach. Yeah, 72 years old, which is, by the way, hard for me to fathom. I've followed your career in athletics for a very long time. And certainly golf is where you've made your name and certainly a lot of your money. But you were a tremendous all-around athlete at Cape and Mount Carmel back in the day. Just talk about growing up in that time here in Wichita and playing so many sports as you did, tremendous football and baseball player. I'm just curious about those years of your youth in Wichita.
Well, that was a pretty good time to be alive and be that age. You know, that's back in the 50s, it was, at least where I lived, you know, you could leave your front door open and you could leave your keys in your car and nothing was ever gone and nobody ever got in. And, you know, it was pretty simple back then, Bob. A lot of fun playing. You know, when I went to Cape Mount Carmel and played all the sports, you know, we had really good coaches. It was about winning. Of course, we had Jesuit priests, and it was an all-boys school, so there wasn't much messing around in that school at that time. And somebody forgot to tell those priests about contact. You know, if you got in trouble then, it got taken care of right then and there. There wasn't any wishy-washy and parents called in. They pretty much ran the roost.
Greer Jones with us, great amateur golfer at Oklahoma State, won a Big Eight and NCAA championship in 1968, 3 wins on the PGA Tour. When you look back on all that now, we talked about what a good all-around athlete you were. Was golf your favorite sport growing up? I know you spent hours and hours playing at McDonald Park, but you also were really good at other sports. Was golf the sport you were destined to pursue?
I think so. I probably liked baseball more than I did golf. Football was something, at least back then, you know. Nowadays, it's all about weight rooms and lifting weights and this and that. You know, back then, it was just, you know, there wasn't any city league teams and there wasn't any playing. And you just basically played in the neighborhoods where you grew up. No equipment. You know, everybody just kind of played. And it wasn't such a job as it is now, but I think baseball probably was my favorite. But, you know, I'm not sure exactly why I made the decision. I know I know I had some tests done, and or at least my dad had me tested, and whatever tests I took said that I would probably be better at an individual sport than I would a team sport, which doesn't sound all that great.
I don't know what test that was. I wish I'd have taken that test.
Well, it was some kind of a personality test, I'm sure, and I probably answered the questions the wrong way.
Greer Jones with us. Last season as Wichita State's men's golf coach, remarkable success with the Shockers. Coach of the Year numerous times, lots of all-conference golfers. What's the key, Greer, to teaching the game, and when did you know that maybe that's an aptitude you had, that you could teach the game of golf?
Well, I've always liked to coach. You know, it keeps you in it. I mean, obviously, I like to compete. And, you know, when you're coaching, you're just competing right along with the kids. And so it was natural. You know, it came natural, or it felt like it did. And I enjoyed every minute of it. Even when it wasn't going so well, it had a lot of great kids, a lot of great parents. Still friends with a lot of the kids and the parents. So, you know, it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
54 top 10 finishes on the PGA Tour. 1972 finished fourth on the money list. Greer Jones is our guest, retiring after the season at Wichita State. But you're going to return, I read, as a volunteer assistant. Tell us about that commitment. So obviously you can't just completely step away from this.
Well, Judd asked me to stay, and my assistant.
Judd Easterling.
Asked me to stay and help a little bit with the teaching, so that's what I'm going to do. I probably will do very little traveling, and I won't do any recruiting because the volunteer coach can't recruit off campus. So I'm going to hang around and help him a little bit. You know, if he needs me to travel every once in a while, go with the team. And if Judd needs me to go, then I would be able to go. But it's just, you know, the traveling, all the stuff all the time, just got to be a little bit too much. So this is going to be a little easier, and I can still kind of help and be around.
Greer Jones with us. Before I let you go, Greer, I did want to ask you about not only this decision, but I wondered how much you pay attention to the professional game, the PGA Tour these days. I think it's pretty fascinating. I know the guys are hitting it longer and farther and not using many irons anymore, but what do you think of the game professionally?
Oh, you know, obviously those guys, regardless of what golf ball they're playing, regardless of what equipment they're using, would be great players. Unfortunately, I think they've changed the game. I think the manufacturers have changed the game. You know, I think it went from a game of finesse to a game of power. And I think the equipment has made the game easier, if that's possible. I think if you went out here to the public golf courses and asked everybody teeing off if the game's gotten any easier, I think you'd have some disagreements. But, you know, the ball doesn't spin offline as much. And unfortunately for the guys playing nowadays, some of the great old golf courses have become obsolete because of the ball going so far.
Can't hold them.
But still a lot of great players, and it's exciting, and there's more really good players than ever, because there's so many people playing the game, so many kids that are playing the game now. But I think the game has drastically changed.
Well, I know you're looking forward to the spring season, Wichita State golf. It starts here shortly. Are you going to let them throw you a little going away party after it's all over?
Well, I think you know me.
I do know you. That's why I asked.
I think the less things that are brought up or done, the better off it would be for me.
Well, Greer, we're thankful you came on our show, and you've had a remarkable career as a player and a coach, and it's not over yet. You'll still be around, and certainly one of Wichita's shining lights. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bob. Enjoyed it.
All right. Greer Jones with us from Wichita State Golf. We'll take a break. When we return, it's time for 5 questions. with former Wichita Heights girls basketball coach Kip Pulliam. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.